Hello and welcome to the show. If you're enjoying it and want an ad-free experience, consider signing up for the Patreon, patreon.com/the101podcast. Get early access and exclusive content on there as well for less than the cost of a cup of coffee. Links to ways of supporting the show are in the description. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy this episode.
Welcome to the One-on-One Podcast with your host, Juan Ayala.
Welcome back to another episode of the One-on-One Podcast. I'm your host, as always. Make sure to check out the show on social media at the One-on-One Podcast, tjojp.com. Also, make sure to get your copy of the Occultus Mundi Homunculus Edition, 88 pages of nothing but homunculus. You also got the Occultus Mundi's professionally printed and also comic books. Issues 1 and 2 and Paranormality Magazine, Florida's homunculologist. I'm on the cover of this. This is June. June 2023. You could also get a subscription using promo code TJOJP, or you can just get this copy of it. So there's an exclusive interview in there. Pretty cool. And today I'm joined by, it was going to be just Stacy, but then I was like, you know what? I've been streaming on Twitch every Tuesday and on the One-on-One Media YouTube channel. And this past Tuesday, I was talking to Joe. Joe was on there with us. And we were talking about the Monroe. And Stacy came up in conversation. So I figured, hey, you know what? Let me just invite him to and see what happens. Stacy didn't know he was going to be here. So I'm throwing a little bit of factor of chaos into the alchemical equation. But what up, Stacy? What up, Joe? How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Doing all right, bud. How about y'all?
Doing good, brother. Before we jump into it, Joe, you go plug your stuff, and then we'll let Stacy go because we're going to be talking about his new show and whatever else comes up. Joe?
Sure, yeah. I do a week. If you don't know, I do a weeknight podcast on Fringe.fm, radio-style podcast at Fringe.fm. And you could also follow me on Instagram at Lighting the Void and at Lighting the Void on Twitter.
Stacy?
Right on. Yeah. You can follow me Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Bigfoot Stacy, and thejourneytobelief.com. We're on TikTok, YouTube, all those as well. Just look up The Journey to Belief.
So the journey. Oh, there we go. Yeah, no. I was actually, before you had reached out to me, I mean, it all kind of worked out because I was already watching the series before you had hit me up. And then obviously I had a cancellation and then you're like, hey, can I come on the show? I was like, yeah, I had a Thursday cancel. Let's go ahead and do it. So I did end up watching the whole thing. And is there going to be more of it, dude? Or how does this work?
Yeah. So this is the first four episodes, right? I guess season one. And what we're trying to do now, putting out these four, is we're trying to raise the money to sue the state of Florida to take them to court. And you know, I think promotion-wise, I think that's where we need to spend our money anyways, or spend our time, is in promoting this, because once it gets out, what we've uncovered and what's actually going on, it's so, like, ridiculous, you know. I think that will gain more exposure to the project and, you know, just in general.
So what are you suing them for, dude? Because I've had a hell of a time. I've been going back and forth with the county, with the state, essentially. And I've been battling the state over the last 2 years on a property I bought. And I spent a ton of money, time, and now the county's shutting me down completely. And I've taken to there's like advocates for the community where it's at, and we're gonna be running stories in the news, and we're gonna make as much noise as we possibly can come here these next couple of weeks. So I have a meeting next week with lawyers and commissioners and the mayor of the city to make it, because these people abuse their power, dude. You know, and it's like you're enforcing laws that another man wrote, and you're just a man, you know, you're just a person. It's like you're just pencil pushing, and we pay your salary. You know, like you work for the state, you work for the county, whatever it is, the government, we pay for your salary, and you make things like really impossible for us. So what the hell is it you guys are suing the state for?
Right.
So I guess for context, the Journey to Belief is my effort to prove to my skeptical friend that Bigfoot is real. Okay. So I lined up 13 interviews for him. The state cooperated with us and opened the archives, and we were able to like go on this document search through all the governor's papers looking for proof of the Ochizi Pond wild man. And during this process, all these interviews, or a lot of them, were saying that they contacted the FWC or they called the police, you know. And so Joey took it upon himself to file a public records request with the FWC, and he asked for any emails or reports that pertained to the words Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Skunk Ape, or Swamp Ape. And they told us they had zero reports, all right? But they had 73,313 emails that mentioned one of those four keywords. And they want $12,000 for them. You know, as you said, we already pay their salary. Like, just make it part of your job to give me the damn emails I'm asking for. But the question, when it was asked, we already knew of three reports. Okay? I got the witnesses. I got the officer that showed up, location, county, all that, time, date, everything. And then they told us they had zero. So then we asked about a specific report. We said, hey, well, what about this one? And we said, Officer Ken White in Walton County, yada, yada. And they said, at that point, they just stopped talking to us. They closed our request and it stopped all communication. And then you fast forward just a couple months ago, the Orlando Sentinel had a story on the Skunk Ape. It was mainly about Dave Sheely. But they had an FWC officer on there, and he said, we get reports all the time. He named off, I think, like six reports. So which one is it? You know, is it that you have no reports, you know, or you do have some reports, you know, and then for them to just kind of start lying to us about it and like cut off communication was like super odd. You know, it's ridiculous. Even if it's a hogwash report and a guy was wasted and you came out there, like, give us a damn report. What are you doing? So now we've got a lawyer. We had to pay his fees. So we're trying to raise money up. We put a GoFundMe up. But the lawyer, what he's going to do is we're going to submit the same request again. And when they come back with no reports, that's when he will take the case forward. And the 73,000 emails, them wanting $12,000 for it is excessive. It's pretty much we're slapping this price tag on these emails so you won't buy them because we know you don't have $12,000. So
you got to be careful. You got to be careful because if they might Clinton them, whoopsies, delete, control alt delete, and the emails are gone. And so for those that don't know, Stacy, can you tell us the tale about the wild man of, you said Ochizi, is that how you say it?
Yep, that's it.
Can you tell us that? Because I think I learned that either from watching, I think, when did your original documentary come? Because I learned about you from a friend that I'd go out hunting with, and one time we were out hunting, he's like, yo, you know, they've seen a they've seen a skunk ape around these parts. I was off of 95. And I'm like, he's like, you ever seen, I think, what was the name of your first dog? It was like Boggy Creek Monster or something.
The Skunk Ape Lives.
Was it the Skunk Ape? Yeah, I think it might have been that one. And that's where I learned about this, which is super interesting because you guys were trying to find the body.
Right. And so I guess back in right after the Civil War was over in 1884, there was a community of people that lived around this lake. They call it a pond, but as you can see in the picture, it's rather large, you know. And there was a community, and they lived off the land. You know, they were like settlers. They were poor southern people that lived around this pond. And they started hearing screams in the middle of the night. Well, they didn't think too much about it. Then the chickens and the goats started going missing. So they were still like, you know, whatever. We just got to keep the animals up. And then some of the kids, depending on who you talk to, they either got attacked or what it sounded like to me is that the kids were playing in the woods and they walked up on it. And the thing probably moved real quick. And so they did the same. And then it's like, it attacked us. So anyways, in fear for their children, they formed a posse, and they knew what island, there's islands out in the middle of that pond, and they knew what island it was going to. So they went out there, and they just caught the thing. It was emaciated, it was like blabbering, but it was covered in hair, and they didn't know what to do with it. Whoa. So they you know, they chained it up and they toted it to Tallahassee. Okay. And they took it to the governor's mansion, William D. Bloxham, and he didn't know what to do with it. So he sent out a telegram to all the institutions, like the mental centers in the area, asylums, whatever you want to call them. And nobody had one, you know, a missing like John Doe. And so they sent it back to the Chattahoochee Hospital, and there's three John Does entered that day or in that week, like time period, and some of them lived 3 days. I think one made it 2 years, but there were so many people there that died that they had to hire like a bunch of undertakers to process the bodies. And so if you go there today and you step on the grass, you're standing on somebody. There's people buried all over this place. They built Wings, the hospital.
Where's this called? What's the name of the place?
Chattahoochee, Florida. It's the Florida State Hospital, I think it is. But anyways, they
Chattahoochee. That's is that what that country singer's singing about? Where it gets really hot? Way down yonder in the Chattahoochee.
He's singing about the river, I think. So the Apalachicola River becomes Chattahoochee and it runs all the way up to North Georgia. So
all right.
But yeah, so they built the wings of the hospital over this body, right? And so that was an actual instance where a Bigfoot in Florida had been caught and taken to the governor. So you'll see us in the film. We go and pull all of William D. Bloxham's correspondence. They bring them out, and this stuff's like brittle. You can only touch certain things, you know. But we were going through there and looking to see if we could find any mention, because if the story is real, surely the governor mentioned it, right? And I guess I don't know, the thing I was hoping to happen is what happened, right? I wanted it to look to the skeptic how I thought it already was. And we get right in that time range right there in August when it was caught. And there's a whole day missing. And it said these pages have been removed or were destroyed. And for them to not be there, like some of the ones that were there, they were normal sheets of paper, but they were like that big at this point. You couldn't see nothing on them. So it's like, why did you leave this leaf in the book, right? And for those to be destroyed, you know, on that one day that we're looking in that, you know, date range, I was, it was kind of, it was funny, I guess is the way I should put it. It was funny.
What are your thoughts on this, Joe? Where do you sit with the skunk ape, the Bigfoot?
I gotta get my story straight first. Like, so they found a hairy dude. Like, they found a hairy dude in this place. Brought it. Mm-hmm. I guess they brought it out. Some people didn't know what to do with it. They took it to the governor. He didn't know what to do with it.
So they put it in the mental asylum.
The whole thing's covered. Like, did they describe like how hairy this dude was?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah,
head to toe, or?
Yeah, he was 6 foot tall, covered in hair. Couldn't speak English. His arms were long. I mean, they described a Bigfoot, right? But they just described a 6 foot tall Bigfoot, not the giant, you know.
A juvenile is what they believe it was, right? Like a baby Bigfoot.
Yes, but he had just kind of gotten sick. Maybe he was injured or something, and that's why it couldn't hunt. But it had, at this point, had became so frail and thin that it didn't even fight when they came after him. They just took him. He didn't put up no fight at all, didn't try to run, you know.
When was this? When was this?
August of 1884.
Okay, all right. My stupid mind was going, well, why didn't they just pop a cell phone? You know, why didn't they pull their cell phones out and like get on Instagram? Right,
yeah, take a picture.
So,
the thing you touch on an important thing, Joe. Where, because I want to believe too, right? I want to, right? This is the journey to belief. I want to believe, right, that there is something out there. And what does the government benefit from covering this thing up, right? So they're telling you, like, hey, because even in the documentary, you were like, your buddy was like, let's just do a FOIA request. And you're like, bro, I've been doing this for such a long time, and I never thought about that. Like, you're absolutely right. Like let's do it. And then when they came out, like, yeah, it's going to be $12,000. What?
What?
You know, for emails, dude? $12,000? That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They have to go in there and redact it and blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But, and it's like, I want to be logical, but then that conspiracy mind kicks in because it's like, are they trying to intentionally block it? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they trying to intentionally block it, making it harder for you to figure out the truth or whatever it is, right? Because what's stopping them from omitting some stuff from those files? You'd never know, right? 74,000 emails. Sure, you could look through them, whatever. And could we find some rich dude that is a fan enough to fund this? Like, can we, if we can raise the $12,000, can we get somebody to, like, will they give it up if we give them the $12,000? How long would they take?
So it would take a couple of months, they said, to go through it, to redact the things that they have to redact. And what you're probably going to end up with is a bunch of shit like the UFO disclosure got.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just black lines.
Blacked out lines, yeah. You know?
And so that's probably what it'll be. But
it's dumb.
We're hoping not. And that will even make, because see, we're not going to charge anybody for the documents. We don't, in that $15,000 we're trying to raise, we don't have a budget to look through the damn emails. You're talking 73,000 emails. We're just going to upload them to the website. Let y'all start diving through these.
Yeah.
See what, tell us what you find.
You OCR know what I mean? And then just control F and find, yeah, you know, whatever you can find. Listen, dude, give me the link. And I know there's people who are enthusiasts enough, right? People that are more well off than others. Give as much as you can, right? Let's try and do, because has anyone ever done anything like this as far as asking the government?
To my knowledge, no. You know, I mean, and that's kind of the thing. Like, I fall back on every night I go to bed, I know Bigfoot's real. I can't prove it to you because I saw it. I didn't have no picture of it at the time. Any of that. I can't prove it to you. And even if I did have a video, you probably wouldn't believe shit anyways. But I know, right?
Especially
so I
nowadays.
Know they're real. And if I know that Bigfoot is real, you really think the federal government doesn't know?
So check this out. This is from the USDA.gov website, and this was put on my radar not too long ago. Loss of space threatening North American Sasquatch. This is from 2015. This is April 1st. Listen, it's April 1st. Let me check if, make sure it's not a April Fool's joke. Hold up. No, it is an April Fool's. Motherfuck. All right. Well, fuck these guys. Anyways, the loss of space.
Well, that's
space.
Another thing. Like, we have the hunting regulations for the Lower Suwannee River Management Area. Okay, you can go in there and hunt, but you got to follow these rules. And we show that in the film. But it says in there, under the hog hunting regulations, they snuck one line in that said there's no harvesting of skunk apes or swamp apes.
What is this? Hold on, let me find that. What is it called?
It's the hunting regulations for the Lower Suwannee River Management Area.
And this is still up?
It should be. I mean, we just pulled it off a few months ago.
Lower Suwannee Hunts?
That's not it. It's going to be a brochure kind of looking thing. There you go. All right. So scroll down. Okay, specific hunts. It's going to say hogs. And there it is right there. There's no taking of swamp or skunk apes.
This is, they're trolling us again, dude. Like how that one first website. That's the first time I had read through that website. I'm like, wait, April 1st? Let me double check. And of course, but so specific hunt regulations, and this is in Florida, shoot them all, take hogs during any season except spring, turkey, and waterfowl. In designated archery areas only, see map, only bows and crossbows allowed. Coyote may be taken during archery, muzzleloader, general gun, and family hunt season. There is no taking of swamp or skunk apes.
Why would they put that in there?
Why?
Exactly. This is like, this ain't nothing to play
with.
That's
disrespectful.
Right? Like, you go to jail for breaking these rules that they put on this thing.
But you think they're being serious, Stacey, with this thing right here, this line right here? You think this is real?
100%.
Yeah, because if there was a report of one, then, like, if by chance somebody runs across one and kills one and brings it in.
There you go.
Right. They have to have some kind of, they have to cover their tracks. This is like a cover your ass kind of thing, just in case.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I mean?
This is a, we're not going to let you keep it.
Yeah.
It's like, right? Why would they make that sign? Well, because somebody violated whatever that sign says to begin with, because they were dumbing us.
Well, can you shoot one? Is that against the law?
Not in that area.
Not here, bro. Not in the Suwannee River. I mean.
But so the FWC, when I met with them after our one foot. After our one Bigfoot bounty, I had a meeting with them because I was going to kill one. And he told me, he said that there's no laws against it, that I can go out and kill 50 right now if I wanted to. He said, but I've heard they're part human. So if that is true, we'll hit you with manslaughter. So you have to make it look like it attacked you.
Wait, what? Hold on, dude. Hold on, Stacey, hold on. All right, listen, bro. All right, repeat that again. You were talking to who, and he said that they're part human, because this changes everything up. What is he even
talking
about?
He said, I've heard they're part human.
He goes, I've heard. It was a representative from the FWC, because I'm right here. I'm like 30 minutes from the Capitol, so their building's right in Tallahassee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up there in like 2015. I mean, I had a suit on. I went and bought a suit for the shit, right? I'm like trying to rub elbows and,
right,
you know, maybe they'll kick me down some info, right, or start feeding me reports. I'm kissing ass. And he's like, yeah, bud, if you went out there and shot 50 of them right now, you know, I can't do nothing about it. But he said, I heard they are some type of human, and if that's the case, then I'll have to put you in prison for manslaughter, so make it look like it attacked you.
We, dude, this is a perfect reason to go back to Florida. I want to shoot one of these son of bitches. Like, if they're real, like, someone should have brought one of these things in, man. At some point in time, somebody has to have, trapped one, something, you know?
Well, so two cops, and I think it was 73, maybe 74, down in Miami, they actually shot one. They went to a farm where they got, because in the 70s there was a big outbreak of skunk ape encounters, and when you dive through all the reports and go all the way back to the first report from 1813, it's always a drought. When there is a drought, these things come out of the swamp and they start getting seen more. Okay?
Whoa.
And so in the 70s, some guy hit one on, I think it's US 1 down there in Broward. Maybe it's 441. Anyways, the guy hits the thing with his car. Yep.
It's US 1 probably if it's on Homestead.
He hits the thing and calls it in. So cops are in the area, so they come by. They see the damn thing walking in the ditch, right? So they got helicopters out after it. They got dogs out after it. They can't find it. A couple days later, this rancher, his bull, gets its head pulled off by this creature.
A right? bull head. Like a bull head.
Yeah. Yeah, it was his prize bull, and it pulled the head off of the creature. So,
God.
Then the cops came out there, and the cops' names. Hold on, one second. Fred something. Anyways, whatever. Not important. The guy shoots. They go and investigate it, and they walk into the woods, and there's the creature, and they shoot it. The guy pulls his gun and shoots it, and they get a hair sample, and they send it to the FBI lab in Miami, and the hair sample goes missing. A couple days later, there's this trailer park down there called Sunshine Acres, and these kids are watching it eat watermelons right in the yard. Call the police. The police come by, and it lifts the back of their – like, they see it, it crosses them. And then so they stop, they get out, they chase after it, they come back, get back in the car, and when they got back in the car, it lifted the back of the car up, right? Was like pissed off. So they sent out another search party then as well. And that same night, there was a hairy migrant child picked up at the local dump. So back in the day, you didn't have a landfill all over the place. The county would put these receptacles on the side of the road, and you just drive up, throw your garbage in. Well, some people went up there to throw their garbage in, and there's a 3-foot-tall migrant child that was covered in hair.
Oh, what the hell?
They loaded in the car, and I think it's George Washington Hospital, maybe not, but the hospital there, they take it to the hospital, and it goes missing. That was the end of it. The sheriff checked back on it and everything. So they've had these reports, and they've been getting these reports since the 70s that I know of, and the police are actually involved with them.
So here's the thing, dude. So like I said, I want to believe, but we don't really have that much evidence, right? And it feels like in Florida especially, if these things are being driven out of their home, if they are this ape, this race of apes, which there are monkeys in Florida that are highly infected with the type of herpes that is 90% fatal, by the way. So don't go to the Silver Springs park or nothing. Don't let the Reese's macaques scratch you, because they will kill you, okay? Just look this up, all right? There's killer monkeys in Florida, all right? And I learned that one time because I was out camping. I forgot where I was. It was like towards Lake Wales area or something. And I kept hearing like, you know, I have the tent that's in the back of the truck, and I kept hearing like what sounded like a fucking monkey, like, wah! Like, I'm like, yo, what is that? Like, what is that noise? So I look up on my phone, like at 3 a.m, I'm like, are there monkeys in Florida? Boom.
There are. They were left over from a movie, I heard.
Well, I've heard different. I heard that there's a rich guy who had an island who wanted to bring exotic animals, and then the monkeys swam off the island.
What I've found out about that is they filmed Tarzan in Florida. Really? Or something like that. And they left the monkeys there, dude. They just left them there.
That was part of it. They filmed a lot of it up in Wakulla Springs in the town I live in. And then they filmed in Ocala, like Silver Springs area. And they left them. They didn't think the monkeys would leave. They didn't think they'd leave the island. And then the monkeys just jumped in the damn water and, you know, spread around the state.
Yeah, that's so there's a race crazy. Of monkeys in Florida, man. Like somewhere.
All right, so, you know. All right. So, and let's say that they are being driven out with all the over construction that they're doing. I feel like we would have already seen more. Now, I recently did a, because you never really know what the internet, like what people like. Like, I know my crowd doesn't really like the whole cryptid stuff all that much. And like the shorts, I was doing shorts on cryptids and I was like, they weren't really getting that much traction. And then I did one on the squallies, right? The Florida squallies. And it was like on last in the batch. I'm like, nah, it's probably not going to do shit. It blew up. Like it did like 200 something thousand on Facebook, 200 something thousand.
What the hell is a squally?
So a Florida squally is a pig humanoid that lives in the Florida Everglades. Yeah, dude. So check this out. Cause I had Python Cowboy comment on there. He's like, yeah, they exist, blah, blah, blah. And then I had that other guy, Stacy, the guy that had the frozen Bigfoot head. You know which one I'm talking about? That had the entire body. Yeah. That dude commented on it. He's like, yeah, I've seen him, right? So that blew up. And so the squallies are this this race of humanoid, half pig, half human people in the Florida Everglades. And allegedly it was a failed experiment by the government. Some people say it was inbreeding. There is the guy with the sanctuary out there who was allegedly doing stuff with pigs, and they don't know, but there have been reports. I think the latest one was in 2010 or something like that, over towards Naples. And yeah, there's stuff about the Everglades. Now, if these things are blood and bones, and now this is where, again, I want to talk about it from a perspective of like from a magic perspective, because right, you're in your new show, The Journey of Belief, you're trying to convince your buddy that, hey, mm-hmm. Bigfoot is real, right? This dude's a skeptic. He seems like a pretty cool guy. You know, you're taking him around. He's in the field. He's starting to get a feel for it. And, but I'd say you could probably do the same thing with like the occult or magic. A lot of people mm-hmm. are probably skeptical towards it. So like, what would you do to show them that? And what if this thing, because the other guy told you, hey, they're half human or whatever, or they're like some humanoid, they're a hybrid. Well, what if, again, if they quite literally emerge from the ooze of the swamp because there is more to them? Like, what if, for example, what if this is like some occult practice where you become the skunk ape? Like, right. Stacy, you have dressed up as a skunk ape and put stuff on your body to try and attract the skunk ape. What if that's what we're seeing? Some other dude trying to attract whatever these spirits are, these entities are, and you just happen to be at the right place at the right time and just caught another Stacy on the other side. You know, some dude dressed up as Bigfoot trying to also bring forth these things, because we know that's part of the, you know, indigenous people would wear the wolf skins to become the wolf, right? That's the whole thing with the skinwalker. They become a skinwalker. Well, is it an entity, or is it a state of mind, or what is it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you're saying a lot of that footage could be people. Some of these footage let's take could a be look. People. It could be.
Let's
people
take a look
dressing
at
up like
Dave Sheely, which this is the guy who owns the Bigfoot headquarters in you know where is it at, Stacy? At the
Ochopee? How do you say it? It's in the Glades.
Somewhere in the Glades, this dude coincidentally owns this little rest stop area where he has a whole bunch of like Bigfoot skunk ape memorabilia, and he just so happened to have footage of one. I mean, that's...
That he filmed right there.
That's pretty pretty convenient. Yeah.
So, and I think Joey lays that out in the film pretty good, you know, because Dave was a super nice guy, and I believe he's probably seen skunk apes. I don't know that I believe that footage right there is real, because everything I know about these creatures, they don't come out in the open, right? So you have the Patterson-Gimlin film. That creature also walks out in the open, and that's where I have a problem with it. You know, it's like, these things don't stay hidden, make a living staying hidden by walking out in the open, you know? As for your, like, occult thing, I didn't get into that side of it with Joey. But we'd seen lights when we were doing the decoy. I seen the lights, and it just like we didn't mention it again. He goes, "Hey, are you seeing lights?" I was like, "Oh yeah, I thought it was just me, you know, because I couldn't see shit. Like I had no light, the mask. I didn't know if I was even looking out of the eye.
You were sweating your ass off, weren't you?"
Oh, bro, it was rough.
Yeah, it's swamp ass, bro.
Yeah, dude.
It's hot down there.
And but you know, there's a lot of times there's lights involved when we have encounters, and I've done some Crowley stuff, and they've shown up every time. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the creatures are. They could be something from another dimension or something like that, and it totally makes sense to me.
What do you mean? What do you mean you've done some Crowley stuff? What have you done?
Joe doesn't know about your work, Stacey.
So I just do like a couple of his rituals, chants, you know, but do things that he does.
To pan.
Yeah, and so he'll also like make himself before he would perform his rituals. He would just like drain his energy, you know. So he wouldn't sleep. He wouldn't really eat for a couple days to kind of make himself to where he could thin that veil out a little
bit. So think about that, Stacey, real quick. What you're saying, thin yourself out. The thing that they found was emaciated. Like, it was starving. It was delusional. Like, again, what if that's a shaman getting into character and they're trying to talk to this guy who's just blasted out of his mind, put him in the mental asylum? It might have been an indigenous person for all we know. This is the... you know, the late 1800s or whatever. What year was it?
1884.
If that's the case, though, then why cover it all up?
So a couple things with that. The cover up could be something as simple as they haven't been keeping a proper record. Okay. You know what I mean? They could be like, oh shit, somebody's asking for these now and we've been throwing them out. You know what I mean? Because they think it's hogwash. It's not their job to discern what reports they keep.
Yeah.
You're supposed to keep the reports. Don't matter if it's a unicorn or whatever. You got to keep it. And because someday there might be some prick like Stacey Brown that asks you for them.
And now you're in a pickle now because...
Right. But it also, let's say... Okay, and I guess it depends on how you believe. I believe that we are not what we were intended to be on this planet. I think we have like some abilities, and some people can remote view, some people can use like telepathy or, you know, there's reports of all this weird stuff people can do. I think we're probably closer to that than what we are now. So if there are unmolested human species that's living in the forest, right? They would be afforded human rights. But what if that also explains more about us, you know, ourselves? Because like, okay, if you go to the woods, all the bullshit's gone, right? If you stay out there long enough, it takes about 8 days for me, right? I'll start getting hungry when the forest gets hungry. There's a time. There is they call it a feed time. They'll have a major and a minor every single day, and that's when every single thing in the forest eats. You don't see obese animals in the forest. They don't hear all this noise. They can hear shit. They can feel shit. And I believe that's how we're supposed to actually be. Yeah, we're not supposed to be this, because now every day it's just shit in your face, just flashing. And Taco Bell, McDonald's, yada, yada. And so now we're eating.
I love Taco Bell.
I do too. We're not supposed to be living like that. We're the only animals on the planet, bro, that have these serious self-induced health issues that probably would be not a thing if we were living like the indigenous people did.
And that's the thing, dude. So these, I'm going to call them Everglade entities, right? These things that exist because... people are quick to be like, if they're, because, and I'm backing on what I said earlier, like, if there were there, we'd have evidence. But here's the thing. I've been to the Everglades. And whoever goes, oh, if they were there, we'd see them. You've never been to the Everglades.
Right.
If you're saying that, you've never been to the Everglades. Because it is some of the most dense landscape that there is. Some of the hardest landscape that there is, and it's brutal out there. So is something able to survive out there? Probably, because there's still millions of acres that are untouched, that are conserved by the state, that people would never know that that thing was there. But a part of
the government's cracking down on the hoverboats or the boats too, where they're trying to get airboats. Yeah, where they're trying to get people to where you can't take airboats out there anymore.
Really?
So yeah. Yeah, that dude talked about it on the Rogan podcast. He said they're trying to push laws if they don't, or they already even have them where you can't. It's like to even get a bigger permit now or something just to take an airboat out there.
So, like with the swamp buggies, my buddy had one, and we would always go down there and use it. Mm-hmm. But you had to have it grandfathered in. Like he had to. They wouldn't let no new swamp buggies come down there. You had to have been going down there for years to even get the permit to still be allowed to drive your swamp buggy out there, right? And you're on your swamp buggy, you're mainly just driving the damn roads. They're just all flooded out, you know. But they're cracking down on a lot of that stuff out there. But, yeah. Dude, if I wanted to hide in the Everglades and I didn't want nobody to find me, I couldn't have picked a better spot.
They had that one guy living out there, too, one of the famous drug lords. What's his name? He was smuggling, I think, was it? Here, let me find it. It's a famous drug lord that was is it Al Capone? No, Al Capone, Everglades.
This is crazy, dude.
So, like, yeah, right here. So, possible. Yeah, the ghost village, the lost city in the Everglades was allegedly Al Capone's. And he was doing some shady stuff in the Everglades. So, the lost city. Because this piqued my interest one time when I was looking into, like, Florida history. It's like, no one knows for sure what lost city found deep in the Everglades was used for throughout history. Rumor has it, however, the Al Capone may have used it to produce moonshine in the 1930s. Others claim it was used as a hideout by 30 to 40 Confederate soldiers running from the Union, only to be killed by Seminole Indians. So this enigmatic 3-acre site is located about 8 miles south of Alligator Alley. One thing. So this is by Alligator Alley. See if they got pictures of it. No, they don't have pictures of it. It's not a much. Well, they call it Ghost City now, but let's see here. Ghost City Everglades. Let's see what they got. Oh, they do. You can go visit it. It's not a ghost city anymore.
It's a tourist attraction. I'll be damned.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tourist attraction now. Okay.
All
right.
Here's my thing with the Bigfoot and Skunk Ape and all this stuff, dude. Like, I caught somebody lying to me, right? So I went out to a place, man. Not on my show. It'd have been cool if I was on my show, but. And I'm just like trying to find the truth, right? So these people kind of bring people to their place because they have Bigfoot sightings, kind of like this other dude that you're talking about earlier, you know. And I go out there and like there's all these broken branches and these little things that people kind of show. They show what do they show? This is where you give gifts to the Bigfoot, all this kind of stuff. And they give gifts back. This is
the killing grounds, right?
Yeah, this kind of thing. Okay. So far, I'm convinced because I'm like, who could break branches that high? Who could do all this other stuff? And then they start telling me like, well, Bigfoot's throwing rocks. It's throwing boulders. And I'm like, okay. And so the dude comes back to me, goes, all right, I'm going to take you out in the woods. I'm going to try to put you on a Bigfoot. And he waits till it's like almost dark, right? Like, so I can't see anyways. But I grew up in the woods in Arkansas, so I can see really good in the woods, actually. And I'm walking behind him, and he takes me down this ravine. And before he even steps on this thing, like, he has this stick that's going up the ravine, right? And this stick is holding a big boulder, dude. And so the guy, like, walks by it, breaks his stride, and kicks the stick. You know how you can kind of break your stride when you walk just a little bit, just enough to
unstick your sack from your thigh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, right. A little twitch, right? Just a little twitch. And I caught him, and this boulder comes down the hill, and he turns around and goes, "See, I told you, what was that?" And I was like, "Dude, you tripped on a stick, dude. I saw you. That stick was holding up a rock. How did that get there? You know, it wasn't just a natural, like, it was pried up there, you know?" And he was like, oh, maybe that's what it was. You know, I was like, come on, man.
So,
you know,
it's
like,
funny you say that, Joe, because in the new Journey to Belief, there is a guy that took Stacy out to his place. And it was like, that's like the broken branches and the piled up
rocks.
Yeah.
And
well, that's a common thing in Bigfoot stuff, right?
Right.
Like, it's a common thing. So, it's just, here's my thing. Here's my biggest thing with all this stuff, bro. Like, we should have got one by now. Even the dumbest redneck should have rolled up on one and, like, put him in the back of a truck by now, you know?
Well, so, and I agree with you, okay? I'm not, like, all the evidence for Bigfoot is trash for the most part. Like, you got a few pieces of evidence that I believe are real, and that's my problem, because you have the elites in the field. They preach this narrative that, you know, Bigfoot is a primate. It's just another ape, right? And if it was just an ape, it would be in a zoo.
Yeah, we would have seen it still. Well, yeah.
If it was just an ape, I would have shot it. I'm a pretty decent hunter. I can usually go out and get what I'm after, you know?
Yeah.
And there's people that are far better than me. And that's just, you know, what makes me wonder about why they would cover the thing up, you know? And now there's like, now it's come out that Dr. Meldrum, a section of the Bigfoot community believes he's a plant like Richard Doty. I don't know if you remember who Doty is. Doty is the UFO guy. He was the government guy that went around and lied to everybody about what they were seeing with the UFOs and all that. And then he came out and told everybody he was lying about everything. And now he would be telling the truth. And the UFO community's like, oh, well, he's telling the truth now. And so they still turn to this man. And it wouldn't. I think when you look at the UFO community and how...
Just want to remind everyone, make sure to check out the show on Patreon, patreon.com/the101podcast. I constantly get emails, oh, only one episode a week. Yeah, one episode a week for the public, but for as little as $5 a month, you can get up to two, sometimes three, sometimes one episode per day on the Patreon, as well as on the YouTube channel as a member for as little as $5. And there's also on the Patreon over 250 episodes only found on there. There's an extensive backlog of episodes. So check that out. If for those interested, for those asking, make sure to follow the show on YouTube, Juan Juan Podcast. Also, Juan Juan Media. I am going live every Tuesday on there streaming. I also go live on twitch.tv/Juan Juan Podcast. So make sure to check me out on there Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. And make sure to get your copy of the Occultus Mundi Homunculus Owner's Manual, all that good stuff at tjojp.com. Can pick up your copies there or go over to the Ko-Fi. I'm on Facebook, Twitch, Kick, Rumble, all that good stuff. You know where to find it. And enjoy this episode.
Things have been done there. You can see the same exact thing over here.
And the Bigfoot community, that's just like hard to trust anybody, right?
It is. It really is because their whole it's a primate thing just doesn't hold any weight. Like you're talking about, this would be the only primate to live in cold climates. Like it being a primate makes sense for Florida. It's a great environment for anything that wants to live in the woods. It's hot all the damn time. There's plenty of food. But then you get out the West Coast where all the Bigfoots are supposed to live, it freezes. It gets colder than hell. And we have a hooded nose, and so does the Sasquatch, at least the one I saw. Their nose looks just like ours. So, and it's not made, you know, to be out in those type of climates.
And that's why, again, this is something I want to talk to you about, Warrior, because it seems to be the same demographic, right? This... Mm-hmm. Rednecky type is white people shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like it's like,
oh yeah,
a typical sure. backwoods country. And this is something that was put in, and it kind of sometimes goes hand in hand, the UFO with the Bigfoot, but this is something that was put on my radar recently, and I want to show it to you guys because, again, and hear me out real quick, because I do like the occult aspect of it. It's something that's intrigued me before. You guys have seen the lightning. Well, Crowley also talked about the ball lightning and how that was conscious like this. And there are studies of ball lightning being conscious. And there are stories of ball lightning perhaps being these entities traveling around or whatever. And what if, for one second, What if these are sort of redneck shamans that are summoning these things from the collective redneck energy, right? Like the redneck Goku, I need all your energy for the Bigfoot. And it's like a skunk that they're, you know, conjuring up. So this map here is UFO sightings from 1906 to 2014. But I want you guys to focus on where it is that they're mostly at. So is it an American cultural thing where people, right, after 1947, well, guess what's injected into the collective as a meme, right? Because we're talking about the real magicians, in my opinion, is the media, right? These mimetic magicians where they implant an idea into society and they run it runs haywire with the people. Like, look at the Chupacabra in Puerto Rico. It was a lady after she'd seen Species that gave the first description of it, and that's all it ever was ever since the beginning of the Chupacabra. And then obviously you have the gay Texas one that's a dog, which I think is super lame, but you know, that it was a lady who had just seen the original movie Species. And here you have this map showing a large concentration in the United. So again, rednecks unite, right? All the skunk apes. I wonder if there's one for the skunk ape or Bigfoot.
Well, the skunk ape is different. It's different than the Bigfoot, right? Like,
is it?
They claim it is, from what I saw, unless I saw a Bigfoot on vacation. It's not really.
You have
a difference,
the Yeti.
You know what I mean?
You have like the Dyatlov pass incident. They talk about that, supposedly the injuries that those people sustained, the dude's heart exploded. You know, it's like the stuff that the trauma that they experienced, they're like, oh, that was a Yeti that tore those guys apart. And it's like, again, I don't know. I mean, I think there's more to it, but.
Well, so I wonder if, like, you see where the lights are on that map. I wonder if that's more populated areas. Like, if you're in Ghana, do you have a MUFON to call and report your UFO to?
Egypt. Brazil is super popular. I mean, there's plenty of Brazil. You know, you have the Caribbean, Puerto Rico. All these places aren't not populated. Alaska is popular. I mean, there's people living here. It's not like, obviously, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say, do they have somebody they can report to?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, is there a MUFON there? Or, you know, because I doubt anybody in China is hitting the Chinese government up for a damn thing.
Holy shit. Bigfoot. A Bigfoot. It was very... All right, so I'm going to look up to see if there's a map.
Well, this is a UFO. Like, that thing doesn't even start lighting up until, like, right before Roswell time, right?
Yes.
Like,
so, 1947, boom, Roswell pops off, and everyone's seeing flying saucers because of that one guy that they gave the story to, that they were hacking his computer and they were making him think that he was talking to ETs or whatever it was. And it's like, bro.
That was Rick Doty.
Rick Doty, yeah, dude.
That was Rick Doty, you know. And it's just weird how they, because they told everybody it was a UFO, and then they told everybody it was a weather balloon. It's like, make your damn minds up, you know.
So I think, in one part, that this thing is like that, where it's like, is Skunk Ape faking gay, or is there more to it? Is it something that's coming through from
this, bro? Come on now, he's just telling you he saw one, though. He's telling you he saw one.
Oh, but I don't expect anybody to believe me. I'm not that person that gets offended. Like, nobody fucking believes me. I'm like Alex Jones. I'm sitting here talking all this shit, and everybody thinks I'm crazy. You know what I mean? But I'm right.
Alex Jones did call himself retarded, though. He said that, those exact words. He said,
I got that clip. Hold on.
He said, I'm kind of retarded, that, just to be honest with you, you know?
All right. I'm kind of retarded too, though. I think we all are in this community. I mean, you kind of have to be into
Listen,
this
I understand.
Stuff.
I've peeled myself out of body like Patrick Swayze in Ghost, and most people are interested in it, but you still get those looks like that ain't real.
Every time, you know? I hear Patrick Swayze in Ghost, I just think of that like pottery wheel.
Oh yeah,
him and Demi Moore. And then I replaced
That's not
Demi
really
Moore.
What I was getting at, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
I replaced Demi Moore with myself, and
so
it was just me and Patrick.
to show that I'm on the same boat. Again, I'm on the same. I'm on the same boat, just differently. Everyone, go follow me on Twitter at JuanJuanPD. So I'm on the same boat too. Where, hey, let me show you guys a tweet that I did the other day. So I was tweeting to Raven from Nephilim Death Squad. Shout out to them. We had done a podcast on their show. I was talking about the Philosopher's Stone and just different occult aspects. And I told them, you know, Spider-Man is very Masonic. I go, hey, Spider-Man is a concept that's super Masonic. And the way I've understood it is that certain occult beliefs and practitioners, they want to become a spider to transcend to the other side and walk along the cosmic web of reality, right? Now, again, that sounds super retarded. You know, I'm telling you that Bigfoot isn't real, and here I am. You know, so I told him, I go, I told you, bitch. It's all about becoming an interdimensional Spider-Man and traversing reality to cling to the cosmic web in the mob zone. It sounds wild, I know. The regulars don't need to believe it as long as those in power do. But hey, I'm retarded. What the fuck do I know? Okay. Hey, so I'm telling, again, it sounds crazy. It sounds skits or whatever it is, but it's true that there is some occult aspect to reality, to whoever. And there, look at Bohemian Grove, dude. I mean, there was just that recent footage of these dudes out there. Hey, if they are role-playing, LARPing, hey, more power to them. As long as they don't hurt anybody else, and whatever happens between consenting adults is whatever happens between consenting adults. And that's that.
Good God.
But they're doing stuff. They're doing ritual, ceremonial magic, burning effigies, doing chants, doing their steps on all these things. Like, and that's an exclusive club that costs you how many thousands of dollars a year? I think the membership's like 25 grand a year or something like that, just to be a part of it. And it's all the most influential people. So there's something to the occult that people in the upper levels are into. The ones that run the government are probably into it too as well. So it's like they believe it. There's got to be something to it, right? So again, I think that maybe perhaps Bigfoot is, again, this thing of people getting into persona. Like that movie, you know that movie Split, where the dude's body and anatomy change? I mean, like a lycanthrope. Shit. Like a werewolf.
Well, if Joe Spence is right, if you can change your physiology, like some people he claims have changed their physiology, and Joe Dispenza, right? Like they've healed themselves of blindness, they've healed the cells in their body, they've cured cancer, they've done all kinds of stuff just from focusing on certain things. Are you saying that like someone could turn themselves, if they took that same kind of occult focus,
I think so,
they could turn themselves into like a I could think of a lot of things I would like to morph into, but a hairy man isn't one of them.
But there's more to that, Joe. We just had Stacy telling us about how that when you're out there, it's about entering the animal kingdom. And we know that the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and all these things are part of the occult, right? The Rosicrucians talked about it. The Theosophical people talked about it. Like, there's something about that. What if it's not about like, oh, I want to grow a bigger dick. Sure, we all do, okay? We all do. But it's not about that. What if it's about something else to be able to connect to the nature or what, or something else about entering another, obviously altered state of consciousness, but sometimes it's not for beneficial gain in that sort of way, that materialistic way that we've all come to know and love, of having money and having a nice car and all that shit, you know, because that didn't exist until just recently, right? We all connected with the land, and they've taken that away from us. Again, I'm just speculating here, dude. Bear, I'm fucking
well,
dumb.
So there's a story I think I told you before about it. The lost Cursed City, the lost city in Ocala. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And this was a town back at the. It went from like I think 1860 up to like 1908 or something. And anyways, there was a guy out there that was, he basically was a cult leader, and they were doing a bunch of occult magic. And it said that the hairy earth spirits attacked, and he set the house there, the church or whatever it was, the place he was staying in, he set it on fire, and they were able to get away from him. But that is why the people left Cursed City, was because of the hairy earth spirits. which the Indians also, which is weird because the Indians also warned them about it.
What the fuck? So this is a cursed city, and they believed there was a Sasquatch. Because I pulled up here, there's this one I've never heard about. This one, the Haunted Ocala National Forest, the Dark Man. You ever hear about that?
Nope. Oh, but I have heard when you were talking about the bear or the pig man.
Squally. Mm-hmm.
Squally. There's a report up in Jasper. I went to a community. I talked to one guy. Before I knew it, I spent all day there talking to people. This was a black community. And they told me all about their stories about the bear hog. And it's basically the same thing. It looks like a Sasquatch, but it has the face of a hog, you know. And they swore up and down by it, you know.
All right. Here's one thing what I'll say. If there is some weird biological shit going on, it has to be in Florida. Like, I live there. I mean, I've seen people come just out of the woods in the city, just, you know, just weird shit in Florida. Like, and plus, there's, you know,
the Florida.
I think the government is trying to own the Everglades. I think that's their plan, is eventually to own like either the government or some big rich person or something. Because what's going on down there, like with all these new regulations and stuff, and how they keep hyping them up, I think they're trying to lock that place down so we can't go out there and explore the Everglades anymore.
So. And that can be seen from two perspectives, right? It's like, what is out there? Is there a natural resource out in the Everglades, like oil or something that they're able to pump out of there, right? Who knows? We don't know. But that would be one factor of driving people out. Are there, again, something natural where they could also, they could come up with stories like this of like, oh, there's, you know, according to Wikipedia, the community deserted the island after the freezes of 1894 and 1895.
Mm-hmm. The Everglades could have a whole, like a whole tribe,
dude,
of like Joe, people that are just floating around in Joe, the swamp, and eventually they spawn hares,
Joe,
and they just eat whatever, like a fish, you know?
Joe.
And they just kind of eat whatever. That's how big it is out there, man. It's crazy.
Joe, there is houses out in the Everglades, okay? So.
Yeah, but like
further
on down, though.
No. There's people out here, okay? So one time I was out looking around in the yard. I'm like, oh, I wonder if there's people out here. And there's houses. There's entire islands that you can find here. You just go in and you start searching around. And you'll
Why
come
the hell does anybody want to live
listen,
out there?
Listen, dude. Like, listen, bro.
I don't know if I'd call them people, but
look,
yeah, there's somebody out there.
There's. Let me find you guys one here. I mean, it's not going to take long until I find one, but they're out here because one time I was just looking around, and because I lived in Homestead for a while, and one time I was
actually, I know what you're talking. I actually had a guy offer me to come run a radio station down there, and it blasted only into like the Everglades, and there was no living people around there. I was like, I don't know why
that you know of.
Yeah, so who am I broadcasting to? Like,
to the Florida Squallies, bro. You're broadcasting to the Florida Squallies. So here, let me find
one. What is that?
Listen, I'm gonna find you one, bro. There was a time where I was obsessed with finding spots out in the Everglades. Houses and stuff. Look at this. Raccoon Point oil field. Look, there's an oil field out here, bro. Look at that.
Well, yeah.
In the middle of nowhere, oil fields.
I just want to know what the UFOs want with the Everglades.
So many
reports from the Everglades, dude.
Here, so there's a place out here. I don't know if this is government or not, but anyways, point being that look where that's at. In the middle of the Everglades. All right. Bro, you can only get there. And there's other ones, dude, because trust me, I went one night and I was like, what?
There's no like fiber optic internet. There's nothing out there.
There ain't shit out here, Joe. There ain't nothing. Look at this. Look. Look at this, Joe. Look at that. What's going on in there?
Look at that. I don't know. That's crazy, man.
Dude. And that's not the only one. There's more, bro. Look. Another one right here. Look. In the middle of the Everglades?
It's probably hunting camps, I would assume. Yeah.
Listen, dude, they're creating squallies as we speak.
They got solar.
They're creating squallies as we speak right now in that house.
The squally camp, yeah.
Bro, I'm telling, they're all over the... Look, another one. Boom. Dude, I'm telling you guys, there's people who live out there, okay? There's a mansion in the Everglades that was on YouTube for a while that you can rent out. It was on YouTube. Let me see if I can find it. A mansion.
It can't be that deep in the Everglades.
No, dude,
though.
It was, bro, this one right here. Meet man living in the middle of the Everglades. And there are a total of 87 cabins in the Everglades registered with the state, with new building now prohibited. So, bro, there are people living out there. Look, in the middle of nowhere, bro. Trust me, I've seen videos.
So what are the chances if we go talk to them that they've seen a squally or a skunk?
Look, like another one. Right there.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Joe, come on. Look, let's find another one. Because, bro, I went one night and I was like, what? I got to meet some of these people that live out here. And because you can,
we should do a cannonball run to the Everglades and just talk to people and just see if like they are.
What if they don't want to talk to us, Joe?
They probably don't even speak the same language.
That's why they locked that one up and put in a mental asylum. They're like, you know what, this thing ain't even human. Look at that, a helicopter pad, bro. Look at that.
That's how you get there.
A helicopter pad.
Come on, dude. You know this is. Come on, Joe. Look, they got highways out here, man. I'm telling you, Florida's built different, and there's stuff going on in the Everglades they don't want us to know about, and there's people with entire fucking helicopter pads out there. And there was one night, dude, where I was just going around the Everglades, just looking around for houses, and I'm like, what in the world? Why would anyone want...
Have you been down there, Stacy, to the Everglades?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been down. Look, and this is where I got invited one time. So I love fishing the Aerojet Canal. This is one of my favorite places to fish right here. So this is US-1 before you get to the. I've caught plenty of fish here. I've driven my boat all the way down here. I've driven my boat all the way to this gate right here. You'll catch the biggest peacock bass right there. I revealed the secret spot, by the way. So those watching right now, there's the juice right here. Okay, you either get a motorized scooter and sneak it through, or you drive your boat all the way out there. And in these gates, I got videos of me fishing out here. And this is where this is at right here in the middle of nowhere. And the abandoned old air where they used to test rockets at, that allegedly Python Cowboy found some voodoo ritual place or something or other is here.
Yeah, he found, that's what he said. He said they found like pentagrams and
it's right here.
People like weird looking dolls and shit. And then he heard gunshots out there.
Yeah, it's right here, the old Homestead rocket testing base. So they built this canal, this Aerojet Canal that I fished. This thing was built specifically.
Do you get cell service out there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Out here where I am here, yeah. But again, this is the tip of Florida.
So if you didn't see a Bigfoot, like say you didn't see one, Stacy, then what would be your next biggest piece of evidence to say, look, I think they're real because of this. Like, if other than the fact that you saw one.
Oh, there's a piece of footage that I believe is real. I think it's out of Idaho. Like, this family's out target practicing, and as they're shooting this gun, you see this creature moving in the background from like tree to tree, and they're in like mountains, snow covered mountains, so you can see really good. There's not a lot of trees, but it's running, right? And then there's this black helicopter over the top of it.
What?
And you can tell the way the thing's running that it ain't human.
What is that?
But outside of that, dude, I don't know that I would believe in Bigfoot had I not seen one. All the evidence is trash, man. You know, you've got so many people, like you said, who are just, I don't know what they find in it, but they hoax people. And then you turn to the Bigfoot community, and they're all lunatics, dude. Like, every last one of them is just crazier than hell. You can say it, a bunch of retards.
It's all right.
Yeah. It pushed me away from going to – I used to go to paranormal conferences for the podcast and stuff. And, like, it – I just – I can't – the Bigfoot crowd pushes me away. You know, I don't mind the UFO crowd, but, like – because some of that's just going to be people making shit up for sure. But like the Bigfoot thing is like, you really need, because what if somebody has seen, like you, for example, if you know you saw a Bigfoot, then everybody else that's doing all this stuff is doing you a severe injustice. You realize that, right? Like,
I mean, I guess, I don't think that many people are seeing them, cause I don't think there's that many of them. I think it's more of a special thing, right? I attribute mine to God putting me on a different path. I was like, when I had my sighting, I wasn't in a good way. You know, I was in a rock band, so it's like fucking cocaine all the time and shit. And second I saw mine, dude, I made a YouTube video that had 6 plays.
So were you on cocaine or off cocaine?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't on it then, but it,
I mean, who doesn't like cocaine if you got some good stuff? I get it, you know.
The problem was, is like we played in bars all the time, you know.
Sure.
And like I was making like $15,000 a year playing my own music, and that was my cut. So I was doing good, better than I'd ever done playing my own music. And then I saw the Bigfoot. I made a YouTube video, and it had 6 plays. And one of them was a producer from Howard Stern.
What?
And he fucking calls me up, and he's like, "Oh,
bro, Stacy's Hollywood, bro. Stacy left that life behind. He was deep in Hollywood. Discovery was going to have his own show and everything. He said, fuck all that. Stacy's big
guy. It's not, they're not good people at the end of the day. Like, I'm from a place that's kind of like this in the middle of the goddamn nowhere, you know?
Sure.
And that's where I want to be. Like, I see that dude living in the middle of the Glades, I'm like, you son of a bitch. You know?
You want to live there, huh? Yeah.
You're damn right. I'd be sitting there on the porch with a fishing pole and a shotgun.
Yeah, let me find that video of the Everglades mansion. Here we go. So this guy right here jigging with Jordan. This is in the Everglades. They went to this mansion out there, like an Airbnb, I guess it is. You can only get to it either through, right there, you can either get through it through airboat or through helicopter. I mean, that's the only way to get out there, but it's deep. He showed a picture of it or a video of it at night. You can see the city right here. You can see the city in the background. You see that?
Yeah. Well, wow. If you have like an angina attack or something out there, you're just gonna die, dude.
A vagina attack? I don't know if you die from those, dude.
You know what I mean? Like an angina attack, a heart attack, or you know, if you start choking on a pretzel, you're not gonna get to the freaking hospital, dude. You're dead.
I don't want
to
be attacked by a Bigfoot. I want to get attacked by a vagina of anything, because that'd be a good one. Not.
Most of them are overrated.
So
truth,
you're right, bro. I mean, if anything was to happen to you out there, you'd probably be screwed. But I mean, that's the price that's part of the price you pay from isolating yourself, being that hermit archetype from society, right? Which again, nowadays gets frowned upon, like, oh, you know, and I get it, it's all about convenience, but also they want to get us into these 15-minute cities in order to, in my opinion, have more control over you. Have more control over what, you know, the resources and everything. And when there's too many people, we know what happens when there's an over infestation of animals. Conservation, preservation, like, and again, I'm not calling for anything drastic, right? Because we're all human beings, but you get what I'm saying. If there's too many people in one area, if there's too many animals in one area, resources thin out. And that's why I think it's important, like guys like Jim Gale that have, you know, food forests and stuff like that, you know, start growing your own fruit, start growing your own, you know, try to do something to break yourself away from the mainstream.
I get what Jim's doing, but like, we've been growing our own food since I was a kid, you know. Like, I don't know why this is a new thing. Like, you know, it's like a new thing, grow your own food. I'm like, shit, we were doing that when I was a kid. Like, we've been growing our own food and hunting and shit since we were little. Now I think things have become so you know, I don't want to say cityfied. I don't know. That's not a word, but it's like,
that's it.
It's like, growing your own food is revolutionary. It's, what are you talking about? Like we've been doing this stuff since the beginning of time. I think what Jim Gale's doing is waking people the hell back up.
Yes.
It's like you're too dependent on,
exactly,
you know.
But I love Taco Bell. I mean, I can't help
Taco
it, dude.
Bell. Yeah,
the Crunchwrap Supreme is supreme, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I don't know
about
what
this. You go, hold on though. Like, you go out and kill a wild hog, right? Kill your own deer, whatever. Grind the meat up, grow your own tomatoes, make your own stuff, make your own tacos, and I guarantee
it's called the Redneck Supreme.
Dude, it's way better. It's way better. It's going to taste better. It's going to be healthy for you. It's like, it's not going to be as addictive. You know, they put their meat and they put their sour cream on those things with cocking guns, bro. You know, like,
it's and you don't get a Dr. Pepper with the Redneck Supreme. Oh. You get a Natty Light.
A moonshine,
yeah, beer,
a Dr. Moonshine,
or some tea, or some water, you know.
So, again, so Joe, there are people out in the Everglades. If anyone listening to this right now, watching whatever, lives in the Everglades, like not live on the edge, no. If you live in the Everglades, I want to meet you. Reach out to me, all right? And we're gonna go shoot a. We're going to go with Stacy Person. We're going to go shoot a video out there. And if you got any stories to tell about the Florida pig people, the squallies, whatever it is, we'll document it. All right.
Isn't that Python guy? He's pretty well known, though. Like, if he's saying that they're real.
He was trolling me, bro. I think he was trolling me the way that he was. I commented back and I pinned the comment. I said, let's go catch one then. Right. Because he was trolling me. And the other guy that also commented, which Stacy knows who that is, that dude's also a troll. He's a comedian or something like that. And he's known for, here, I'll show you guys the, know his name?
I
got to
see this documentary. Is it on your website? Like, can you buy it on the website or how do you watch it?
Oh, the Journey to Belief?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go to thejourneybelief.com. We're renting it off of there before we go to Amazon. You know, and it's going good, dude. Like, the reviews I'm getting from people, I'm sure it's just their fans. But everybody loves the movie so far. I haven't heard nothing negative, so.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I watched all four parts. And you said there's more coming out?
Yeah, we're going to do a season two. We're going to kind of, you know, sue the state, and that's all going to be in there. And then, you know, we're going to do a protest at the Capitol, like a Bigfoot protest. So it'll be a bunch of Bigfoots in costume. Picketing. Fuck them, bro. If they want to sit here and play some games, I could play some fucking games.
Oh my god. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, there's gonna be people dressed in Bigfoot, and of course, I mean, it wouldn't be a Stacy Brown Jr. Protest without the Bigfoots, you know, people dressed in Bigfoot costumes. It reminds me of that one time.
Do that in the fall, man, or something. It's gonna be hot as hell out there in Bigfoot suits, dude.
We're waiting for January, so.
There was, what was that one mayor or governor that made fun of the people with the UFO, said he dressed up as an alien and went to, like, the press conference for it? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was talking about the Phoenix Lights.
The Phoenix Lights, yeah, so Phoenix.
So he was making fun of the one thing that actually happened? Is that what he's talking about?
And then turns out he saw the shit, too, right? He was just, like, doing his puppet right. duty.
Yeah, right here. He saw our history, blah, blah, blah. He literally comes out in in Arizona, I guess. He comes out in an alien suit, and people were pissed off because he was, like, pretty much making fun of him. So 1997, it seems like. So Fina's like, 97.
Wasn't it, like, an actor that reported those in his plane, the first person to see him?
Kurt Russell,
that's right. Yeah, he's the one that saw him and reported it.
Yeah, right there. That's from that. But yeah, and then the guy that frozen Bigfoot TikTok. This is the other guy that commented on my. Oh god, this is the other guy that commented on my video. Where the hell is he at?
That dude's such a troll, bro.
So this dude says that he has a. Body of a Bigfoot frozen, and he shows videos with it, and he says that his dad. Well, do you know the story, Stacey? He says his dad.
It's some bullshit. I didn't ever look in. I seen it, and I'm like, okay, whatever, dude.
It looks like a teddy bear that's all crumpled
right
up.
Here it is. Here it is.
You got a hell of a grill there.
Yeah, bro. Look at that.
What?
Yeah, bro. So this dude, the guy who does those videos, commented on the thing. He's like, I know they're real. I've seen them.
And yeah, right.
Yeah. So I'm like, again, the first dude was trolling me. Python Cowboy was trolling me because, again, people think here I am, a grown man talking about pig people in the every. It's legend. It's lore. Like it's things that people talk about, but when you present them, people automatically think that you believe them. And it's like, no, bro, I'm just telling you a story. I'm letting the listener decide if they want to believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you believe it, great. If not, this is, again, an interesting story. And stories have a way of, again, jumping out into the limelight. And I think that a lot of this stuff is egregoric in nature. And do you know of anybody, and this is a question for you too, Joe, that has ever encountered like a Bigfoot entity in the astral realm or anything? Like, is there stories of that? Because I know we hear about other lizard
entities. Not that I know of. I mean, I was going to tell you too, because I'm getting close to my time that I got to go, but like, I wanted to ask you about that. Like, he said that you went to, where did he go? To the Conjuring House?
Yeah.
And did the Monroe tapes and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah, sure did, man. That was insane. It changed my life. It really did.
Did you have an out-of-body experience?
Yeah. So I...
Yes.
Cool. What I tell everybody is I seen my past, my present, and my future, and went to heaven and hell all in like 42 minutes.
Damn, dude. It's pretty intense.
Oh, well, the good parts of it were good. You know, like... I seen my girlfriend back in our apartment. I seen my children. My children are blowing up my phone because they see some like mist through the house. And then I'm looking at this child, and I don't know the child. I've never seen the child before, but I love the child. Like, I don't think you understand. I don't think anybody really understands love, or at least I didn't. I never felt such an overwhelming sense of it before, right? And then she turned to me, and this thing grew on her neck. And then it just kind of spiraled out. This gold tablet appeared, and then that kind of melted into this lady with these, like, locks. And she was, like, really bad, and then it went all to shit. You know, I had terrible dreams for a while after that. Me and the guys that are in the film, none of us really talk anymore. Me and Joey do. That's about it.
You think that was part of that, dude? Like some bad karma or something that happened to tear you guys apart because of this stuff that you did?
That looks like some occult stuff there, like what you're doing there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, scrying into a ball and all that.
It was, you know, and I know in the paranormal community, see, I came into the paranormal community as a Bigfooter, so I didn't know they had all these rules like, oh, don't do occult stuff, that's devil worship, or don't do this, don't do that. I'm doing it all, bro. I just want to have an experience.
Right, I get that. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't give a damn. And they're like, oh, something will follow you home. I'm like, fucking something's probably already on me then, if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like I've been using protection my whole life.
It's not that kind of protection, though, Stacey. It's
no. So you're a Christian.
Oh, we ain't never used that.
No, he's wearing a condom as he's doing these seances. It doesn't work like that, Stacey.
Were you born Christian though? Is that your upbringing?
I wouldn't really say that. I mean, at one time we went to a Mormon church. I guess overall we were, you know, Christian, Jesus, all that. Uh-huh. And
shout out Jesus.
But I never really went to church a lot. My parents didn't talk about it much. You know, I don't know how much of that I believe. I believe more in Jesus, I guess, than the teachings of the church.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you believe in heaven and hell, like in your heart. there's a heaven for and sure. There's a hell.
For sure. And if whatever I think what happened that night with the gateway experience is what happens when you die. And okay. then and it's okay. Like, because hey, had I been asked to come back, I'd have said no.
Oof.
Hmm. I gotta catch up on this, man.
Yeah.
This shit sucks, bro. Like, I mean, for all that's good in it, my neck hurts, you know what I mean? I got chiggers on my feet right now, so my feet are itching like hell. You know, there's all these problems. We put all this stress on us that's not us. We're not these humans like they want us to think, that we evolved from pond scum. Dude, everything's perfect for us. Yeah. We're special. We're in a special place in a special time. You know what I mean? Especially if there's no other life out there that y'all can find. And of course we're special, but
sure they have.
Yeah, that they say. Oh, dude, they're bullshitting about everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think at the end of the day with the Bigfoot, I think we won't understand it for another 100 years until we understand our reality better. Because we only perceive like 3% of our reality. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of shit going on around us that we have no idea what it is. And I think when that happens, interdimensional beings won't be a taboo. You know, and that's where I think the Bigfoot lies.
I promise you, if I see one, I'm going to try to catch the sumbitch.
Do it.
Like, I'm even if I saw one like you did, like if I put my eyes on one, I'd probably be obsessed with it. I'd be like, dude, I know I saw it. Like, I know what I saw, you know. That's how I am with the out of body stuff. I'm obsessed with it, right? Like, because I know I did it. I know what I went through. And it's like, I get all that. So I don't want to ever take that away from anybody. It's just the liars and the bullshitters and the mega marketers and like all these people that this is a problem to me, you know?
Well, so a lot, I break it down into, you have people who are lying, people who misidentified, they're not lying. That's what they think they saw, but they didn't see it. Then you have schizophrenics. I didn't fucking realize there were that many people that were schizophrenic.
Oh yeah, there's some schizo.
Go to a Bigfoot conference. It's almost every one of them. You see it in their eyes. It's like a damn Columbine shooter, or the guy, the Joker shooter, the one that killed all them people at Batman. Look in his eyes, fucking gone, dude. And that's most of those people. So unfortunately, we get put in this pool, and I don't have an argument that's going to convince you. You know what I mean? I can show you the same things I did. And like with my buddy Joey, I'm just trying to put him in a spot where he could see one now, you know, or something that would change his mind. And I fall back on the whole, if I saw it and I know they're real, the federal government knows they're real because I'm not special.
Look at his eyes, guys. I see it. Do you think those eyes would lie to you right there?
I don't think you're lying, dude. I don't think you're going to go around and like, what do you like? People always say that. What do you have to gain from lying about it, right? And there's actually all kinds of stuff to gain from lying, whether it's monetary or just getting attention, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, I just don't. You just don't seem like the type of guy that gives two shits about any of that, you know. Like,
I don't really want the attention. I want the emails. You know what I mean? Like I told you, I would be fine living in the Glades. And if I never had to leave my house again, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pimp myself out to make a fucking dollar. If I'm going to do that, I'll just show my butthole and not leave the house.
Truest thing I ever heard. You can do that now, for sure.
Yes,
you
sir.
Want to.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that Stacy keeps it real. And that's why, again, I've connected with him too. And he keeps coming back on the show. Because if I didn't believe him, I wouldn't. Because I'm a skeptic, dude. Like, I'm a skeptic too, and I want to believe in everything that I talk about, but I believe some stuff more than others. And Bigfoot is one of those things where I'm on the fence about. And I wish you the best, Stacey, and hopefully, you know, we'll put the links in the description for people to send money, help fight the good fight. If this is the first time anyone's ever done a request like this, where we're gonna have access to this many emails, where people can
12 grand, that's what you got to raise for that? Is 12,000?
Yeah. Yeah. We're more, We got to do that, and we got to get another $3,200 for the lawyer. We'll probably end up paying for the lawyer ourselves, but because I really want to sue the state. They're fucking cunts. They're liars. I can't stand it. You're like, just give me the fucking reports. I'm paying your job. You know, I'm paying your salary, bud. Like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Give me the reports.
Yeah, so I think Florida would like be the one state where they would, as much as they tout a lot of, you know, a lot of conservative stuff, you think they would be the one state, be like, oh, you want freedom and information? Like, here you go. Like, they would just give it to you, you know?
That's why the lawyer jumped on it. He's like, this ain't, we don't play that game here. He goes, we're going to win all day long, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, so he thinks him just bluffing will do enough to them to cough him up or to even further shut us down.
Or bring the cost down. If we can bring the cost down, and I'll put the link so people can send in the money, and any little bit helps. And I'm sure there are listeners that are more well endowed than others that can send more. But yeah, let's make this happen, because I think that'd be super interesting. And if you document everything, I think it'd be cool and something different to see, because no one's really doing that, right? Cracking it. Why no one think of that? Ask the government. I mean, not that you can trust them, but.
Yeah, you know, everybody seems content on sitting out in the dark and trying to chase something that is a master of its environment.
Mm-hmm.
I will be honest with you. It would be like trying to hunt a Native American that lived from back then. That'd be like traveling the 1700s and trying to hunt down a Seminole Indian. Good luck.
There's also a donate button on the website as well. And I said, you want to plug anything else, Stacy, before you get out of here? I know you got the journeytobelief.com, and where can people find your other doc? Because you got quite a few.
Yeah. So Amazon's where the rest of them are at. There's a bunch of Outcast Paranormal. I know you asked earlier if anybody had ever seen a Bigfoot on the other side. On the Skunk Ape Experiments 1, RPG does a mirror gazing experiment while on mushrooms and has contact, and then we film an orb outside of the damn building. So
wow, that's cool.
It was pretty tight, man. But yeah, the Outcast Paranormal stuff, all my other documentaries on Amazon or YouTube. So
awesome. And Joe, you want to plug your stuff too?
Just fringe.fm. Yeah, that's it, right? Fringe.fm and at Lighting the Void. That's the radio show. Fringe.fm is the website. Lighting the Void is the podcast.
Fringe.fm, guys. Make sure to check him out as well. Follow these dudes on YouTube, wherever they're at. And make sure to follow me as well, TJOJP.com. Make sure to check out the Occultist Monday 88-page homunculus edition. Homunculus Owner's Manual. Every Tuesday I am streaming. Joe usually shows up. We bullshit for 2 to 3 hours sometimes, and it's a great time. So, Stacy, thank you for being here, bro. This was great, as always.
And yes, sir. Thank you.
I want to collab soon on a documentary or something, dude. I want to do something. I want to. So
hit me up, bro.
We'll talk. And, this is it. As always, everyone, catch you on the next one, and see you on the other side.